Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Migrants will start to be evicted this weekend from city-run shelters in Chicago, but thousands of people will have their stays extended under some new exemptions announced today. My colleague Tessa Weinberg reports 35 people will be the first required to leave on Sunday, and over 2,000 people will leave by the end of April. But the city says residents affected by a measles outbreak in a Pilsen shelter are exempt, and families who have children will get extensions through mid-June. Mayor Brandon Johnson's top deputy, Christina Passioni-Zayas, says the city wants to minimize disruptions.
If we have the beds at this moment, why would we make people leave, children particularly, leave and come back?
Migrants must also now be vaccinated to live in shelters. Governor J.B. Pritzker today is announcing plans to tear down and rebuild the Stateville and Logan prisons. The nearly $1 billion project is expected to be completed over the next 3 to 5 years. An outside review deemed both facilities were nearly inoperable because of years of deferred repairs. The state has not finalized plans for where current inmates and employees will be transferred during construction. Researchers have identified opportunities for therapies that could improve the quality of life for children who are born with HIV. A study led in part by researchers from Northwestern University and Lurie Children's Hospital found that starting antiviral therapy within the first 48 hours of life could help efficiently control the virus. Dr. Ellen Chadwick of Northwestern University co-chairs this study.
Long term, we hope that we can get a child into remission and then use very innovative approaches and newer developing approaches to control the virus that are not even on the horizon yet.
The study is being funded by a research network called International Maternal Pediatric Adolescent AIDS Clinical Trials. 54 children from 11 countries participated in that research study. And Cook County commissioners are delaying a mandate that would grant paid leave to schools and parks employees in the suburbs. A new law allows people who work in Cook County to take leave for any reason, not just if they're sick. Suburban leaders want to be exempt. They argue the paid leave law could impact public safety, say if teenage lifeguards call off work. The Tribune reports commissioners voted to have this policy take effect in January, giving time for school districts and parks to prepare for the added costs. Weather, sunny and brisk on this Friday with a high in the low 50s, but mid-40s at the lake. Clear and cold tonight, a low in the upper 30s. And then the weekend, sunny and breezy, a high in the upper 50s on Saturday and mid-40s on Sunday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.